I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Remember the days when TV's The Cosby Show was the ideal image of the black family? Well, step aside Cliff and Claire Huxtable. The Obamas are moving into the White House and taking the phrase, making it to a whole new level. Judge Lynn Toler writes about what she calls being an emotional genius, and part of that is picking role models. So do celebrities, politicians, and even fictional role models like the Huxtables really change us for the better? Judge Toler, let me turn to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the Obamas are preparing to move into the White House, and they've got those two adorable girls. And I have to admit, I'm smitten with those little kids. But how do you think they will be perceived as a role model for families?
I think, well, first of all, the times make the man, and what's going on colors the glasses through which you see them. Everybody's searching for a savior right now. I mean, things are very difficult. Economically, we've got two wars going on. So he's got some room to move. And I think short of, you know, like dancing naked on the front of the lawn, everybody's going to look at him positively for a while because they're searching to be saved. Having said that, I think what the Obama presidency on a familial level and a cultural level, I think the best thing it does is it exposes to them to the black middle class, not as and kind of leaves the secrecy. I mean, Claire and Cliff Huxtable, they got in. Bill Cosby got a little criticism because people said it was not an accurate reflection of black life, when in fact it is an accurate reflection of a section of black life. And I think we're going to be able to see more of it. It's going to be more upfront because Obama is a part of it, and he's unique in who he is and what he did. But the black middle class in that community is, I think, larger and more active than a lot of people understand.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, one of the remarkable things about this situation is that the president-elect's mother-in-law is also planning on moving to D.C. to help raise the girls. And I don't think we've seen that kind of extended family interaction with the White House. I mean, what do you think that's going to do to people's perception of what a family is and what it works, how it works?
It is my hope that it will re-energize the concept of the extended family, because we as a mobile society have gotten away from that. But I think we will, especially as older people live longer and are better able to care for themselves and other as older age. My mother is, she doesn't listen, so I can say it. She's 78. And she is well equipped. When she comes to my house, she cleaned out the garage last time. We have to, our society is changing. It is graying, and we've got to bring them back into our homes because, you know, it's part of what we have to do to accommodate the change in the demographic that we have. So that's a wonderful example.
All right. President-elect Obama has a four-year goal for his girls. Here's what he told CBS's Steve Croft on 60 Minutes in the interview that aired on Sunday.
I know Michelle and I have talked about this a lot. How do we just maintain that precious normalcy in our two girls?
Yeah.
And, you know, because right now they're not self-conscious. They're, you know, they don't have an attitude. And I think one of our highest priorities over the next 4 years is retaining that.
I bet grandma will have a little influence on that. But in general, you know, one of the things that I see is that people who are these high profile families, like, for example, Will Smith and Jada, are, you know, when they have kids, they're kind of in this position where the kids are semi-private and semi-public. That must be a tough position. What do you think families can do if you know, they're even in leadership positions within people's communities? Like if you are a leader in your church, you might also have people looking at you and judging you. How can you deal with that?
I think the best way to deal with that is first of all, have the conversation about it with your children, how your situation is unique. But in that conversation said, you may be unique out in the world, but in this house, that bed needs to be made. I want your homework done. All of these basic conversations that I have with my children still need to be done. I know Denzel Washington said something really funny once about, you know, he was feeling the fumes of the rarefied air that he breathes. And he came home one day and his grandmother said, here, you know, here's a bucket, wash my windows. And it was sort of like, you need someone to keep bringing you back to center so you don't fall off the cliff of all that attention.
Have you found in talking to all the people you've talked to and the different roles that you play that people really do pattern on media images, or do people just really pattern on their own families and friends?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that the media images are what people aspire to, and often wrongly, I believe. To have a role model, I've never liked the concept of the role model, because there's something wrong with everybody. I like the concept of selective theft. I steal a little bit from you because I like how you do this particular thing. I will steal a little bit from Michelle Obama because I like how she does this particular thing. Because you can't adopt someone's life as a whole, because yours is so different and life is so intricate and odd, and people do have failures, and you don't want to imitate that. You want to imitate that which is good. So you should, selectively steal from those who are out in the world, but keep your role models or that concept more close to you, because you really know those people, the ones that are at home, the grandmother, the mother, the aunt who's got it together. It has to be selective on both sides.
All right, Judge Toler, thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of Divorce Court and author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. And she joined us from KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.